Amen. Did you enjoy that? Amen. That's good. Amen. I appreciate the Lord being so good to us and through us and by us. It's an opportunity, a great opportunity to be here preaching for Brother Ponce. My name is Jeff Castle. I'm a missionary, Rock of Ages, prison minister. You do pray. All the prisons are shut down right now, and we can't get in because of this stinking pandemic. I'm sick of it. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of this mess. But I know God's in control, and He can prepare a table in the wilderness. Amen. Same. I'm like you. Some churches have started back inside their buildings and things like that, social distancing. Boy, I'm glad there won't be no social distancing in heaven. Amen. Amen. We get to sit around the throne of God. Amen. But anyway, appreciate you tonight. Appreciate all the prayers. We just came through our open heart surgery back in February. Amen. And the Lord just blessed in a mighty way. Amen. But we appreciate the Lord. I can't get my month straight. Take your Bibles, turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 1 through 3. Got a little topical message here tonight I want to bring to you. It's been on my heart all day. I don't know why, but somebody may need it on Facebook. Amen. I'll be like Brother Don Collins. When he used to come on the radio, he said, tell them to turn into the radio because Brother Don's on. Amen. So you tell everybody on Facebook to tune in right now. Brother Jeff's on. Amen. I always wanted to do that, but I appreciate the Lord. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3. Bible said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I to write the same things to you to be to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch and bless this message. Lord, touch the reading of thy word. Thank you for Brother Sammy preaching, God. Lord, what a message, dear God. You can furnish a table in the wilderness. Thank you, Brother Chris, letting us come to this church here at Blue Ridge Baptist Church. Lord, it looks beautiful in here tonight. Lord, how they've remodeled and done everything. Father, we give you all the honor, praise, and the glory for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to tell you something Paul's saying here. He said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I'm glad we can rejoice in this time that we live in. The Bible said, and we preached it for years, in the last day, perilous times shall come. Friend, that means dangerous times. And that's where you and I live tonight, in some dangerous times. I never thought it would be like this. How about you? Amen. But I'm glad, glory to God, he said, you can rejoice in the Lord. Write the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Verse number 2 is what I want to focus in on. The Bible said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. I want you to notice that word beware. It means to look out for. Amen. Behold, look on, regard, take heed. Kurt, I don't know about you, but I've been dog bit several times. Honcho, amen. I've always been bit, Brother Chris, by that dog. And people say, he won't bite you. That's the one that'll nail you, amen. Listen, and he said, beware. Look out, take heed, friend. Beware of dogs. That word dogs there is a metaphor of a man with an impure mind. Amen. How about that? We've got a lot of folks today that have an impure mind. Can I say tonight, if you don't focus in on the Word of God, get your mind on the things of God, your heart will not be right. If your head's not right and your heart's not right, then your hand won't be right. Amen. Am I right about it? Oh, Achan there, he sinned in that he coveted the Babylonian garment over there in Joshua chapter number 7. He got his eyes on that gold, on that wedge of gold. Listening to those things in the silver under it. It got in his head. It got in his heart. Then it got in his hand. Amen. That's how sin does. He said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. That word evil means worthless. It means deprived or injurious. There are some people today that are very injurious to us. Amen. A lot of people say they saved, love the Lord, but they don't love God's people. Something wrong with that. Say amen right there. Yeah, man. Hey, but what I'll tell you tonight, listen, it says workers. Beware of evil workers. That word workers workers means teachers and toilers. There's a lot of people on Facebook. There's a lot of people on TV and radio preaching false stuff. Can I say the Lord is coming back? Amen. I'm glad Jesus is coming. Amen. There's people, I've heard everything about this pandemic, about why, how, when, where, and all. I really don't care. Listen, it's all God. Amen. It's in His hands. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Listen, beware them evil workers. Beware of concision. That word concision means cut down or off. It means mutilators. Amen. So we see here there's some dogs that'll mutilate you and try to hurt you. Amen. Well, to help the Lord for a little while, I want to preach on this thought. You're going to like this. Who let the dogs out? Amen. Who let the dogs out? Amen. Boy, I like his preaching up in here. Here's this church. You can't see it, but it got a little stick sticking up with everybody's picture taped to it, and the house is full tonight. Amen. I don't know how many's on Facebook. It don't really matter, but I'm glad that you're tuning in tonight. Hey, who let the dogs out? I'm going to run some scriptures here. Number one, there's a caution for dogs. Amen. Brother Chris, like I said, they say that dog won't bite. It'll nail you. Hey man, Chris, you pastored some, no doubt, in your former church. You might have some in this church. I don't know. Uh-oh, amen. They'll call you up and say, don't ever get him on there. But listen, the Bible said, beware of dogs. You know, when you got a sign up that says beware of a dog, that means you better watch out, amen. You better watch out. Now, listen, why? Because dogs will bite, amen. Ain't that right, Brother Sammy? They'll bite you, amen. They'll bite you. Listen, I got a dog I brought back from Pennsylvania. Somebody give me that thing. And we rode all 8 hours down the road back in November. They had to give him Benadryl to sedate him kind of because they didn't know how he was going to act with me. I didn't know if that thing was going to bite me or not, amen. I'd let him out to use the bathroom. He never growled, grunted, or nothing until we got home. But about the second day, Brother Sammy, he was in his cage. I was letting him out. I went down the basement steps and that booger growled at me. I said, you old devil, you bite at me or you bite me, you're going back to Pennsylvania, amen. Hey, but I'm glad he didn't bite me, amen. But not only that, I've noticed this, Brother Chris, about my dog that I got from Pennsylvania. Hey, if you ain't careful, dogs will bite you. There's a caution for dogs. But listen, they also bury things. Amen. You ever notice that? Dogs, they love to bury stuff, amen. But we got some of them in church. Some of you watching on Facebook, you think you got your sin here, but God knows what you're doing. Amen. Hey, it said, beware of dogs. They bite and they bury. That's a type of the flesh. Look at verse number 3. It said, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Can I say tonight, you better watch your old flesh. Amen. Your flesh will turn on you. You and I will turn on one another. Amen. If we ain't careful, if we don't keep our focus, as Brother Sammy said, on the Lord. Hey, if we ain't careful, we'll try to dig up and hide that old bone of sin. Amen. You remember when Moses sinned and he killed that Egyptian? He hid his bones in the sand. Can I get a witness? Amen. Oh, we're dogs. Amen. Not only, number one, is there a caution for the dogs. I'm talking about who let the dogs out. Number two, there's a crumb for the dogs, amen. You say crumbs for the dogs. Matthew chapter number 15, verse number 27. Let me flip there. And the Bible says this, and she said, come back, verse 25 said, then came she worship, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered her, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Now watch this. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Can I say tonight, I'm glad, glory to God, there's crumbs that'll fall from the table, amen. I'm glad tonight you and I, the Bible says there's two kind of people, amen. There's Jew and Gentiles, and us Gentiles ain't nothing but dogs, amen. Hey, Brother Poncho, we get some crumbs, Brother Sammy, that'll fall from the table, amen. I'm glad that God will let some crumbs fall off His table, amen, and feed us, amen. Glory to God, I appreciate that. Hey, they fell from the table and it fed them dogs. Amen. You say, preacher, what's that a type of? Well, look at the verse there. It's a type of faith. Amen. Verse number, let's see, let me flip to it here. Verse number 28 there, 15, 28. I'm in the wrong place here, amen. I marked these so I'd be quick tonight. And it tell me that I didn't have long, but that's all right. They said, preach all night, I'd lock the door up, amen. But anyway, he said, verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto the unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. God said, Jesus said, hey, I can't do this for you. She said, even the crumbs that fall from the master's table, the dogs are eating them. And Jesus said, I ain't seen so great a faith. He said, great is thy faith. I don't know about you, but Brother Chris, I like a crumb every now and then from the Lord's table. Amen. Praise God. He can prepare a table and he can give us crumbs from it too. Amen. Boy, I like when it just ties together like that. Amen. Listen to me. Number three, I want you to notice this. Go to Luke chapter 16. Some of my favorite preaching is in Luke 16. You say, oh, preacher, I don't know what you're going to talk about. Well, you think you do. You know Luke 16 is a chapter on hell, amen. I preach this every way. There's so many messages on this, Brother Sammy. It ain't even funny. Poncho, there's tons and tons of, not only is this a hell chapter, but it's a heaven chapter, amen. Somebody went to heaven. Somebody went to hell. But look at verse number 21. And the Bible said, verse 20 said, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs. Now here's somebody who wants some crumbs. Yep. He said, fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sword. Who let the dogs out? Number one, we see the caution for the dogs. Number two, we see the crumbs for the dogs. But number three, I want you to notice the comfort of the dogs. Amen. The comfort. Listen, this dog I told you about, it came from Pennsylvania. Hey man, listen, that dog, I can whoop him. I can get on to him. Sometimes he does some crazy things. He likes to, I don't mean to tell this, but I'm going to tell you, he likes to go in the cow pasture or the horse pasture, Brother Kurt, and he likes to roll in the donkey manure. I don't know why that is, amen. My wife Googled that and it said he's trying to hide his scent because he's a hunter. Well, he's a wet hunter because when he gets to the house, I tie him up and I wash him off. And he don't like that. And he'll pout and he'll whimper and he'll whine and he'll cry and get wet and shake and stink and smell. And Kurt, I'll wash him up real good. And he knows he's in trouble. Anybody ever had a dog? You know what I'm talking about. Listen, he done knowed. He done tucked his head between his tail and run off and everything. But listen, it ain't long, Brother Kenny, till he'll come up and he'll start licking on me. Amen. He'll start licking. He'll lick your hand. You know what he's doing? He's a worshiping. Amen. He's a worshiping his master. That's what the word worship means. It's the same idea as a dog licking. I'm about to have a fit up in here. Amen. Licking his hand. The comfort from the dogs. Dogs came. Amen. When's the last time you came to anybody's need? I will say this. I want to say this publicly. Thank God for every person that's working in public officiating and things like that. The police department, fire department, nurses and doctors and everything at work through all this pandemic. And they got to work through all this mess to help you and I. Thank God for the school system. They're feeding their youngins and still taking food to them. Amen. Somebody ought to shout out the window and say, amen, preacher, amen. Thank God for all those that are still doing. Hey, somebody came. Ain't you glad somebody came to where you was? I remember when I was in the hospital. Hey, man, two of these preachers right here came down there when I got operated on. There was a house full of preachers there. My family was there. Amen. Praise God. Once they put me under, I was out of the world. Amen. I didn't know nothing until that afternoon or late that night when I woke up and there's all these wires and things sticking out of me. But I'm glad I had somebody to come. I'm glad. Ain't you glad that you got some friends and family in the faith that'll come and be there for you, amen. Not only that, they come and they comforted Lazarus, amen. They licked, amen. They licked. You say, what are you talking about? Well, that's a type of friendship, a type of fellowship. You know what's wrong with us now? We're missing out on fellowship. I know that we're not shaking hands. I know that we're not hugging. I know that we're having a lot of people having parking lot preaching and all that. I've been preaching in a revival myself up in Hilton, Virginia. That thing's been going on for 4 weeks now, and I ride up about once a week and preach one night. Brother Sammy's been with me, and he preached the other night with us. But listen, we can't fellowship. It's hard to preach to cars and go, meh, meh, make them beep horn, amen.
You see in grills, I told my wife, said up at our church, Amazing Grace, I said, it's like being in a Cars movie, amen. I was waiting for Tomater to come out there. You'll get that after a while. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen, what we're missing now is the closeness and the fellowship of God. Hey, when this thing breaks, the house of God ought to fill up, amen. Yeah, man, I know some of you are watching that ain't never been to church in a long time. A lot of you searching for answers. I don't have all the answers. I ain't one of these preachers that can find all this in prophecy. Amen. I just know the Lord's coming back. All I know to do is just preach what God lays on my heart. Amen. Who let the dogs out? We need some dogs that'll comfort. Amen. You and I are dogs. Amen. Hey, we ought to come. Somebody told me the other day, said their church was thinking of a way to do visitation. You know, that's a major no-no. But what they want to do, Sammy, they want to get the Word of God out. What they're going to do is drive by people's houses. If they're standing out, witness to them from the road. Amen. I think that's pretty good. Us, you pray for us. We can't get into prison, but I got one prison said that I said, why can't we just ride by the gate or the fence and preach to them from a trailer? I mean, we're separated by the fence and all that. And they said, that's a good idea. We're going to ask the captain. They asked the captain. We're trying to work that out. So you pray about that. We're going to have to get us a cattle trailer or a hay trailer so we can be high enough and preach from a PA. Said, amen. I'm talking about getting the word out. Yeah. Somebody ought to care, amen. Somebody ought to comfort somebody. Yeah, amen. Think about all these people in rest home. My mama's in an assisted living place, and she can't come out. Family can't go in and see her. Huh? Hey, listen, we ought to, well, how can you come? I don't know how. You can think of ways to comfort and care about people, amen. We're living in the most unconcerned and most uncaring generation. It's a crying shame that they say we shouldn't go into a public place, a church, but Walmart and Lowe's plumb full. Amen. Can I get a honk honk or an amen? The liquor store ain't shut down, so amen right there. Amen. They said the liquor sales are out the roof. Amen. Listen, spousal abuse is on the rampage. Why? Because of liquor and alcohol. Children are being abused. You know, I'm telling the truth. Somebody has got to care and comfort those people. Amen. Thank God God knew we needed Facebook. I don't like Facebook myself. I hate that thing. Amen. Listen to me. But listen, I'm glad I'm on it. I'm glad that we can get preaching through that thing. Amen. I'm glad God done knew before the foundation of the world this was coming. Hey, but somebody's getting some comfort from the Word of God. Normally you wouldn't even come to church. And here you are tuned in on a computer. I say, thank God Almighty for that. Amen. Yeah. Who let the dogs out? Are we having fun yet? Amen. Oh, we see number one, the caution for the dogs. Number two, the crumb for the dogs. Number three, the comfort from the dogs. How about this? Matthew chapter number 7. Watch this now. Matthew chapter number 7. Verse number 6. There's the casting to the dogs. Say, preacher, what are you talking about? The Bible said here. Matter of fact, verse number 5 of chapter 7. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam in thine own eye. Then thou shalt see clearly and cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Uh-oh. When you read the rest of that verse, neither cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under the feet and turn again and rend you. What's that talking about, preacher? That's talking about us that are sanctified and set apart, amen. That's talking about us that have a test. That don't mean, listen, I've been preaching this ever since I heard a preacher preach this and hit this, Brother Chris, in a prison we was at. I like it and I'm going to use it. He said, Christians are not better than anybody. We're just better off. Amen. I ain't better than you. Chris, you ain't better than me. But we sure are better off. Why? I'm on my way to glory. Somebody help me right there. Amen. Praise God. Listen. But what we're doing, we're casting that which God has given us. Our sanctification, our set apart, our being different. And we're casting it to the dogs. Amen. We're using our mouth for stuff other than praising the Lord. Huh? Hey, listen, Facebook can be a good thing, but how many times is it a bad thing? Have you heard what this one said? Right. Oh, did you hear what Brother Castle said on the Facebook thing? You're probably going to get a phone call tonight. That's all right, amen. Hey, but what I'm talking about, giving that which is good, why? Why in the name of God? Why do you want to give that which is good that God has given you? Why do you want to give that to the dogs? We're giving our children to the dogs. We're giving our families to the dogs. We don't even know it. They say phase 2 is going to come in Friday. Man, you know what? When this thing's finally done, I bet the restaurants will pack out. I wonder about the house of God. Hey, man. I'm talking about Christians that say they love God. They'll go to them things more. Some of you ain't been to church in 2 or 3 months. It was something. I had my surgery in February the 10th. I didn't go to church from then until the 1st of March. Just had started coming back, Brother Chris, and this thing hit. And then I couldn't go back to church for a while. Amen. I was hungry. I wanted in the house of God. Brother Kurt, I want to get back to preaching. I want to get back in revivals and camp meeting, back in prison. Amen. Amen. I miss it. You know, this is the longest, Brother Kenny, that I've been, and I hadn't seen nobody saved. Amen. I used to see somebody saved every week, 5, 10, 15, or 20. Amen. And it's been this long, I'm hungry. I ask my dog now if he's saved. Amen. I try to lead him. I'm just picking, but you know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, I'm talking about we ought not cast that which is good into the world. That's the type of the feeding. What are you feeding your flesh with? You know, during this downtime, my wife said, well, I ain't changed nothing. She's always washed her hands. She's always used the wipes on the doorknobs and all that. I'm giving her a shout out because I've seen she's watching with my boy's Facebook thing there. Amen. Listen, she ain't changed nothing. She wipes her groceries down. She's going to get me when I get home telling all this. Amen. All right, listen, but ain't nothing changed for me, Brother Kurt. I read every morning. I read every day. I've probably done more praying here lately. Amen. But listen, during this downtime, have you read your Bible more? Amen. Have you studied the Word of God more? Amen. Oh, listen, you ought to get in. Hey, we ought to be looking to God. Amen. Listen, number 5 tonight. Who let the dogs out? Let me talk about the casualty. The casualty of the dogs. Amen. 2 Peter, we'll be done in just a second. Almost done. 2 Peter 2:22. Watch this. And the Bible said, but it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow washed in the water of the mind. I ain't trying to be mean or ugly right here, but listen, here's what I'm talking about. The casualty of the dog. Dogs vomit and dogs are vile. Amen. Am I right about it? Y'all ain't trying to be mean. My dog, I love that boxer we brought home. I love that dog. Amen. My wife loves that dog. She's got that dog spoilt now, Sammy. That thing don't do nothing but whine and whimper. He don't even make a good guard dog. He used to bark at something. Now he don't. He just whines and whimpers. My wife has ruined that dog. Amen. But we spoiled him. But here's what I'm going to say. I've never said, dog, you get over here. He'll start eating grass. When they go to eating grass, you better watch out. Something ain't right, amen. And Chris, I ain't trying to be mean, but they'll go over here and they'll throw up, they'll vomit, amen. They're vile. You know why? It won't be long. They'll be going back over there eating it, amen. Yeah. You say, preacher, oh my goodness, I can't believe you said that. But how many people in church doing the same thing, amen? Right. Huh? You say, but you're going back to the vile stuff of the world and the vomit this world's got. Hey, Jack Daniels and Michelob Lola, all them things, Bud Dumbers, don't have nothing for me, amen. I'm glad I'm saved by the good grace of God, amen. Oh, I don't want to go back to that, but I'll tell you this much. I don't trust in me. You know why? Because I could be just like that back out in the world, amen. And you can too, amen. There's a casualty of the dogs. How many people we know tonight? Listen, that's a type of being foul. People say they're saved, but they return. They went back on God, amen. I don't want to go back on God, Kenny. I don't want to be a casualty, Sammy. I don't want people to say, well, remember when Brother Jeff used to preach. I don't want to be Kurt. I don't want to be a used to be, amen. Chris, I want to be a right now, amen. Listen, I can't hack like Brother Sammy. I can't preach like Brother Poncho. They're way younger than I am, amen. But praise God, I still want to keep hammering for the glory of God, amen. I don't want to be a casualty. How about you? Some of you watching, you're a casualty. You've done return to some things you know you shouldn't be going to. And last of all tonight, Sammy hit all over this right here. Preacher Sammy did. Go to 2 Samuel chapter number 9. 2 Samuel chapter number 9. He was talking about there old Mephibosheth. There's something he said there when Mephibosheth come out of that wilderness there. Last of all, there's the comparing of the dog. Comparing of the dog. Can I tell you, we're like dogs. We are dogs. Amen. If you ain't a Jew, you're a dog. Now watch what it says here. 2 Samuel chapter number 9, verse number 8. The Bible said, and he bowed himself. Well, he done told him, said, thou shalt eat bread at my table. Continue, verse 7. Verse number 8 said, and he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Now that jumps out at me. You say, why? Oh, Mephibosheth's crippled. He'd been dropped, amen. He's been damaged, amen. Listen, but he ain't been, thank God Almighty, he ain't been forsaken. Amen. Hey, there's a king that took notice and said, hey, is there any in Saul's house that I can show kindness? I said, hey, king, there's one down there that's been crippled. His name is Mephibosheth. Amen. He sent Ziba. He said, go get him. I might have fit up here. That's the type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said, who am I? Who am I? Can I say tonight, the comparing of the dogs, he's limited. Amen. Can I say tonight, I'm limited. Amen. And there's only so much I can do. Thank God, Brother Poncho was telling me somebody's watching on Facebook that's going to show this in their church in Germany. How about that? We don't know who all's watching. It's like radio. I remember being on Dobson radio station for years, and they had some old swans up on the wall. And Brother Kurt, I'd preach them swans. I'd pray them to get saved. Amen. Nobody was listening. It's funny, like Brother Butch Furlan told me one time, he's on the radio, he said, before he got there, and this is so true, he said, before he went up them steps to Dobson radio station, he said, the devil said, there's going to be thousands of people listening to you, and you're going to make a mistake, make a fool of yourself. And Chris, he said, when he got done, the same steps, the devil fought him going up, telling him he's going to make a fool of himself. When he was coming back down, the devil said, nobody listened to you. Nobody, how the devil does, amen. Am I right about it? You never know. You never know. Hey, we're limited. Not only that, he was saying, I'm lifeless. I'm like a dead dog. Amen. Right. Aren't you glad, glory to God, that he's king, Brother Sammy? Sure. Takes notice of us. Yes, furnishes a table. Amen. Fills us up spiritually. Amen. Sure. A brother of mine texted me the other day and said, how you getting all these opportunities to preach? It's amazing. I've been preaching since Easter about every week. Amen. I told him when they operated on me, Chris, I said, don't let me come out of Sunday school teacher. Some of y'all get that after a while, amen, the way I preach. I don't want to calm down or come down, amen. I'm limited, and I understand I'm a dead dog, but thank God Almighty, hey, there's a king that sent for me, amen. Yeah, right. Now I'm sitting at his table. That's the type of being found. Can I say tonight, he said, beware of dogs. Who let the dogs out? Which dog describes you? Who let the dogs out? I don't know how they do it. I've watched them a time or two, and some, when they first started this, hard for me to watch when you ain't got Facebook. We have to look it up. I don't ask you to do that. Can I do this, Poncho? I want to give an online invitation. Amen. You sitting there watching by Facebook, who let the dogs out? Listen, tonight, what's your life? Do you need that table? Listen, do you need that table furnished tonight? God is able to supply your need. He has mine. Amen. He has mine. Chris, I got a scar from here to here. They had to go in and fix that aneurysm, put a pig valve in. Amen. I got some pig in me. Amen. I still like bacon. Say amen right there. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen, God supplied me. Kurt wasn't afraid. Now, I was scared of going to the knife. Don't get me wrong, but me and my wife had peace. We knew God had this. And if it wasn't all right and I didn't make it, I'm a winner either way. Amen. How about you? Can you say that tonight? Listen, if you've never been saved, don't you bow your head right now and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Repent of your sins and ask Him to save your soul. It's that easy. The Bible said, for whosoever shall confess thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart, God raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's somebody listening and watching by way of Facebook and your life ain't what it should be, listen, well, man, you ain't nothing but dogs, but there's a king that's sent for you. Yeah, man, he wants you to eat at his table. Amen. I appreciate you tonight. Thank Brother Poncho for this opportunity. Pray that you just touch him, the Lord will touch and bless in all this. Thank you.